All right, quiet down. Given that you degenerates seem to think that the most lowbrow things are funny, you are going to stay here until you get it all out of your system. All right, now let's do the roll call.
Mandy. That was my hello.
Oh, your name was your hello.
Yep.
Sam.
I cry myself to sleep at night.
Jesse. They're all here with Mandy, Sam and Jesse. This is Setting the Brow Live.
All right, guys, close your eyes and put out your hands. Oh, fuck, you did that way too quickly. No, no, don't. No, stop. No, don't.
Oh, he just licked his finger and put it on Mandy's hand.
Fuck, you guys did that way. Why do you trust me?
Not anymore.
Yeah, that is bizarre. You close your eyes straight away and put out your hands in my face.
I know, it's a rookie for us.
I do want you to close your eyes, though, because I have...
Fucking not now, mate.
No, I need you to. Otherwise, it's pointless. Just don't put out your hand.
Okay.
Close your eyes. And then I want you, out of 10, to score my recent...
Okay.
Are you going to tell us to take a reveal?
Score my recent online purchase out of 10?
Yep.
Mm.
3, 2, 1. Look.
Oh, 10.
Speed dealers.
Fuck yeah. They're not speed dealers.
Mate.
They're
the
cycling signs.
What are they?
Jesse followed the game. You didn't. Give me a
Zero.
Number. Whoa. So average of 5. That's a pass.
That is a pass.
What do
Can
we
I
think?
Have a look? Give me them.
Manny's really not.
Oh, sorry. I didn't understand the game. 10 out of 10, I would hit you with my car.
Guys, I've become a full-blown cyclist.
Psycho is what you've become.
Where's your fucking lycra?
I don't wear it day to day.
Can you explain to me? Or
the rest of the fucking cyclists do.
Yeah.
True, it's in their tap shoes.
When I'm having
Can
my coffee,
Can you explain
my
to
decaf?
Me what the point of, is it because they.
You look pretty cool in them, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
They're so polarized. They're elite speed dealer sunnies, aka cycling sunnies, and I now wear them because it stops your eyes from getting dry as you ride so fucking fast down those fucking lanes,
bro.
Yeah,
that's what they call it, speed dealer.
Sick,
He's going fast because of the speed.
Jesse, what do you want?
Speed.
Oh, great. I can look it up.
Hang on. Is it because they wrap sort of all the way around so that...
Yeah, it really covers your face.
But also, like, stays put. It doesn't, like, they don't really jiggle.
And they're polarized. So when I look at the river as I ride past...
Like, you're not buying them from Bali.
No, most...
Don't speak to me like I know what shit is.
90%. It's like when you look at the ocean and you can see the fishies. That's why...
It reduces glare?
The fishies.
The fishies.
Hang on.
Fuck.
That's all polarized, I know is polarized.
What does it mean? It reduces.
It does
glare.
Make the beach look better.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I'm riding past the river,
I can see your brains. Ooh. Jokes.
Nah, it's not
there's
there.
Nothing in there.
Anyway, I just wanted to see what you guys think. And
yeah, no, I rate it.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate that.
No, I rate the segment in terms of rating the stuff. The way you look, fucked.
Yeah. And that blue, like it looks like
You like, look
fuck,
like
what's it called? Cellophane paper.
You know what you look
cellophane
like.
Cellophane paper.
You look like an.
Yeah, I do. I don't look like that. No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You look like a 40-something uncle that's never quite got his life together.
You know what's scary?
And
about
everyone's
that.
Embarrassed of him.
But
I don't
he still gets
Pete.
To come to family things, and everyone's like, "Fucking Jesus Christ, Sam!"
You said 40-something. I'm 30-something. I'm not far off that. I could be that person.
You are that uncle. You
mate. You're bang on track. You've got the glasses.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. What's next?
And the personality.
Well, you've got the mo too.
I do too. Mm.
Yeah, you've got a.
I've got the lack
mo.
Of career drive too.
Yeah.
Lack of finances.
You've got the bike.
Finances.
Yeah.
Romantic partners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, you're on track.
All you have to do is start dating women who are way too young for you.
Fuck.
Done. Oh, no. Already done.
Done.
Already done. Literally, Sam, all you have
that
to do.
That sounded like a setup there.
No, that was
I definitely don't do that.
All you have to do is not change a thing.
Great.
Keep doing what you're doing, big fella.
Yeah, I'll be fine. Oh, 10 out of 10, baby.
Being the skilled team that we are, Sam, looking at you.
Sorry, I'm sending emails.
Oh,
lies. I was watching porn.
Yeah.
Well, good that you were.
You can't put that in your skills section, Sam, please.
I typed it in.
Stop applying for jobs like
amateur
that.
Amateur
porn watcher? Like, you're not making any. Anyway, no, talking about special skills.
What, category I was looking at.
What is it? What's the
Jesus
category?
Christ. This porn category that he's watching.
Yeah, what's
I'm whispering
what
this.
Was it? I missed it.
I said amateur.
Ah, Okay, yeah. Sorry, I thought that meant something illegal, but it doesn't. It just means like amateur, like they're not professionals.
Yeah, yeah. You were waiting sorry. To pass your judgment. You're like, is this okay?
No. I thought it meant like.
What did you think it meant?
No, I can't. I like illegal, like as in.
Oh.
Mandy, get your mind out of the gutter. It's just.
Sorry.
Classic porn.
He's just doing porn for people who don't get paid to do it.
Oh, yes. And now I'm with you. Yep.
The ammo leaks.
Yep. Love it.
Anyway.
Speaking of. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
People, man, are we sorry, but this podcast is fucked.
Oh, welcome.
Yeah. This is so fucked.
Are you new here?
Yeah.
Like, why are we Mandy has a special skill.
Like, are we actually sending this out to the people?
Mandy has a special skill. It has nothing to do with anything that we've just spoken about. But your special skill is that you can do a newsreader voice. I've written you up a little script. So you're going to be our reporter on the scene. You just need to use your newsreader voice, read everything in the script, and let us know what is happening live on the ground.
Okay.
Sammy and I will throw to you.
Okay.
So Sam and I are the anchors on the desk reporting on tonight's news. Well, Sam, how's that weather?
Looking wet.
Yeah, I bet it is.
I would watch this.
Anyway, in other news,
sorry,
a reporter on the ground.
Did I miss the part about us being angers?
No, I just thought it'd be a bit of fun.
Yeah, it is great, Mr. Watkins.
Yeah.
Misters?
I don't think they do
that. No, Jesse, back to you.
We're both in the studio.
Next to me,
you guys
Jesse,
are in the studio.
You.
Fucking get with it.
Yeah.
Next to me is Jesse.
But
back to you, Matt.
Some crimes have been committed, and not just in this studio. Our reporter is live on the ground. Maddie Catalano, what do you have for us?
My name's Mandy, not Maddie, but thank you.
Mandy Catalano. Fire this one. She's a...
You can tell who pulls the strings in this place.
Okay, yeah, wait, just let me do the nod where they're just looking.
The delay, yeah, that's great.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Back to you in the newsroom, Jesse.
Shh, I'm doing the delay.
Oh.
Fuck, it's a cheap delay on this station.
Thank you. I'm coming to you live on the scene where a man and a woman have just begun enjoying some vigorous intercourse. The encounter began earlier this evening when the young woman allegedly received a text from the man saying, "You up." Is that a video we did? Have you stolen the idea of our skit?
I think it's quite common.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty common trope.
Now, the man has repeatedly denied these claims saying, "Nah, I'm not a fuckboy, eh?"
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
However, when we spoke to a friend of the man who witnessed the text earlier this evening, he explained that his friend is in fact a fuckboy and was most certainly the one responsible for the text. Do you want to have any interaction or do you just want me to keep going?
No, I'm interested to see what happened with the man and the fuckboy.
All I will say is I think Jesse is the fuckboy. I think it's written from first-hand experience.
So
yeah. I actually just channeled what I thought Sam
was
saying.
Can I be honest? I'm not really like listening to the story because I'm just focusing on the voice, but I'll get there. The man and woman are known to one another. The man and woman are known to one another and have shared a checkered history. I would never use that word, but that's okay. We move on.
No, you're a journalist. You would use that word.
I don't.
The normal
do
Mandy
journalism.
Catalano, who's dumb as fuck, she wouldn't.
Where despite both of them being willing to wrap their mouths around each other's genitals. Ooh. Oh, wow. Ouch, 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 chicka, wow, wow.
Stick to the facts, reporter.
Neither of them are willing to wrap their heads around the idea of spending time in daylight hours together. The story is ongoing, and I'll continue to bring you updates as it progresses. Actually, by the sounds of things, it's just wrapped up. Oh, yeah, I get it. Actually, let me do that again. I'm going to do that again. Ready? The story is ongoing, and I'll continue to bring you updates as it progresses. Sorry, actually, by the sounds of things, it's just wrapped up. Let's hope he did too.
Yes, get
wrapped
it?
Up. That's a
dinger joke. Yeah.
Safe sex,
Mandy
everybody.
Catalano, wondering if that journalism degree was really worth it. Back to you in the studio.
Oh, she's very good.
Well done.
Live.
Well done.
From the scene of the sex.
And you made the sex noise. So was it you getting
a little fingy?
Oh Jesus.
Wow.
Hang on, just on the news report thing.
Mm.
I would love if people sent in their like one night stand stories, anything fucked up that's happened. Like,
oh, and we can send Maddie live to the scene.
We can send Maddie live to on the scene, right? So basically what we want you to do is go to @settingthebrowlow on Instagram, send in like a voice note, yep, or just any, like,
if
he
something
can write,
bizarre
you don't have to
happened
do a voice
on your
note.
One night stand.
Yeah, just write us a letter of what happened.
Or with your casual partner. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, just like anything that's like gone fucking wild on
and
a one
after
night stand.
We've worked through the 17,000 that Sam have.
I was going to say, I have a few that I would
right,
like
we can
to
start with yours like
can
next
I
week
DM,
or
whatever. Do I have to DM?
Yes, the podcast page.
Okay, yes. Great. Yeah.
But anyway, send us your stories and I'll read it in my
you
Maddie voice.
Fuckheads, you're going to leave me on read, aren't you?
Yep.
And then we're going to bring it to the table and it's not going to be my story.
Yep.
I'll see what's going on here.
Yep.
And I like it.
I hate using this podcast as a way to just grill Sam. As
oh,
a mate.
No, I'd rather it.
Jokes, I love it.
Oh, good. Same.
Yeah.
Jesse, join in.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Stop it.
Who's Sam?
Oh, that's way too much.
Sorry, now I'm joking.
Did you say who's Sam?
Yeah, that's fair.
Who the fuck is Sam?
Nah,
who are you roasting?
Don't fucking turn your mic
oh,
off.
Oh, that's good. Sorry, I'm choking.
I just got a message from someone that said, come anytime.
Come anytime.
Come anytime.
On anyone.
On anyone. All right, back to drilling me. Wait, grilling me.
Grilling you.
Wow.
Jesus.
Okay, so there's three things that you've done in recent, I'm going to say recent months because one of them was like a few months ago.
Only
but
three, that's pretty cool.
There's three things you've done in recent months that I've gone, what? Who fucking does that? Who fucking does that?
I'll tell you at me. Dumb.
Yeah. So, yeah, so the first one is a pretty solid one, and that was when it was my birthday back in December.
Ooh. Did you message her?
Yes, Jesse was one. Yep, I'm pretty sure you were maybe a morning even, like a good time.
Oh,
right?
In morning.
Yeah, and that's rare for me. That's rare that I remember a birthday. So
did you remember it? Was it
pretty important?
Wait, was that not a Facebook reminder? Come
no.
Look at Jesse. He checks so Facebook good. Every morning. Can't you tell?
Yeah, yeah.
Desktop and phone.
Fucking oath.
Yeah, but that's okay. Desktop. I'm okay with no, Facebook telling you that's okay. However, given that my birthday is right before Christmas, I feel like it's an easier one to remember.
It all blends in between December 12 and January 15.
Anyway, I'm pretty sure I posted something on my Instagram, not like, it's my birthday, but like something maybe about what Mike got me or whatever.
Did you share something of someone else?
No, no, I think there was something birthday related, but it wasn't like, it's my birthday, but it was, yeah, maybe I think it was Mike's gift or whatever. And I'm pretty sure you saw it. Now,
she's checking, isn't she? She's checking the stories.
No, I added that for
this prick didn't check, this prick didn't check.
Yeah. Anyway, so you forgot my birthday. Your housemate, Jake, remembered.
What the fuck? Yep. My own partner did not remind me.
Your husband.
About my other partner's birthday.
And he even got me a gift. He gave
what
me.
What the
fuck? And he didn't
came
include
over.
You on it.
He actually came past. He came past the next day, but he did message me for my birthday. And then he came past the next day and he dropped off. He made me a ceramic, like, he does
it's
pottery.
Yeah, it's
he does pottery. So he made me like a ceramic vase thing. It was very beautiful. Anyway.
Wow.
That's the first thing.
I think I can tell who the dog is here, and it's not me.
Oh.
It's my housemate.
Your husband.
He's my husband, yeah. He's a dog.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be filing for divorce as soon as I get home.
I'm
the one that brings in the money.
Wow. Poor Jake.
I think we're on the same.
No wonder you're making gifts in that household. Because
that's why I'm not even wishing her happy birthday. It means I don't have to give her a gift.
Yeah. The second thing, and it's not, I don't know if it's a bone to
hang
pick.
On, quickly, back what? On the birthday thing. Did I wish you a happy birthday
the
in
next
the end?
Day?
Yeah, great.
No.
Oh,
I was in New Zealand. Time
no,
difference.
You weren't.
No. America?
No. Nope.
Yeah, there you go.
South Africa.
Nope. You were in New South Wales, I believe, or Queensland. You know, New South Wales.
Oh, there we go. Different state, different time.
Nope. It was the same. Anyway, the second thing, I don't know if, like, it's not a bone to pick with you per se, but it's like, it's just something that you do that I'm like, why do you do this?
Oh,
right?
No.
You sign off when you're texting, like to say like, all right, well, anyway, like kind of like GTG, got to go. And I'm just like, you just can stop texting, you know that.
But that's not the attitude I have. It's more just like, anyway, got to go. Bye.
Yeah, but
day.
I find it weird. So sometimes, okay. So
show me an example.
Do you end text conversations?
Yeah. So for example, let's say he's messaged me in the morning and then I message back in the arvo and he just so happens to have his phone on him. So he's like replied to that straight away and then I'm replying and then he's replying and then, you know, it's a bit of a text combo in the moment.
Right.
He'll then go, like it naturally ends. It might be like, yeah, cool, I'll check it out tomorrow.
Yeah, done.
He doesn't have to write back.
Nah.
Right? It's a, that's an unwritten rule. But he'd be like, anyway, got to go, you know, got dinner, bye or something. And I'm like, you're making it out like I am like keeping you.
Yeah.
No, it's like, more just to solidify the end of the conversation and not to say text me again tonight.
You're trying to say stop fucking texting me. And I'm like, no,
it's not rude.
You're writing to me just as much. And also, I would have faded off in the background if you just
don't reply.
That's me trying to be polite. I'm not trying to go, anyway, I got to go. It's more like, anyway, I've got to go. We'll talk again tomorrow.
See, bye. I don't reckon you end text conversations.
Yeah, you don't have to because you can pick it back up the next day.
Can I just sometimes say, mid-conversation, I don't reply for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, and that's fine. Yeah.
I've read totally through thousands of messages. I've gone back 2 days and so far I haven't seen any of me ending the conversation like that.
Scroll up in our text.
Well, I'm reading the text, me and you.
Oh, no, scandalous.
When I wrote this in my phone as a something to bring up on the potty.
Oh, but you didn't bring proof. You just made it up in your head. You probably dreamt about it.
Anyway. The third thing.
Baby bone.
Oh, sorry, we've still got more.
Third thing. This is the last one. Last bone I have.
Jesse's
to pick.
Bored.
Tease him. I'm excited.
Jesse just does no wrong. Sue me.
Oh, I found one.
I'm the best.
All right, I did find one.
Yeah, go read it.
All right, I'm having friends over for dinner. Bye bye.
Why? What was the previous
message?
I probably wasn't
even going to reply to the previous. I could read the previous message.
Nah, you did start it.
What did I say for it before it?
Why? How far are you scrolling back? Just read the previous message.
Mate, there's so many.
No, just the previous message only.
Oh, sorry, I'll go back.
Jesus Christ. Can I end this conversation? Donkey.
One point I wrote, Polish harder, bitch, in the same conversation.
And you said you're trying to be polite.
And man, he said, I'll dick slap you. And then I said, all right, I'm having friends over for dinner. Bye-bye.
So the previous message was me saying, I'll dick slap you.
And then you said, you don't have to sign off texting. You can just stop texting. I'm writing this down.
Oh, yeah.
I'm writing this down. I'm going to bring it to the pod.
Anyway, the third thing you do that annoys me. The third thing that you've done that has annoyed me. Or just confused me, actually. Not even annoyed me. I was just like, what? Who? What? So I'm going to say 6 months ago, maybe more, right? Yeah. Sam and I made a skit, like a video, where I think it was his idea. So Sam came to me with the idea. And it was like a fake news report that I like to do. Whatever.
Oh, was it about sport? Yeah.
It was about sport.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm on Instagram. So we post this video that he came up with the idea for that I then.
She doesn't want anything to do with it.
She's distancing
it. No. There's a reason I'm saying this. So I edited the video. I posted it on my Instagram and I collaborated with Sam. Mm. So he accepted the collab. It was on both of our Instagram profiles.
Right.
Still is on mine. Anyway, months go by.
Oh, shit.
Months go by. I'm talking like fucking 6 months later, and I see Sam McGinn has removed himself as a collaborator on your post.
Does it notify you?
I've got a screenshot if you want to.
You dumped her.
Wow.
And I'm like, no, but I was like.
It was so old. And I was like, she's not going to notice.
But no, but
she notices everything.
It quite literally pops up in her notifications.
yeah, I was notified. That's why I noticed. fucking idiot. But I was like.
But why did you remove
yourself? But also, because if you didn't like it, I don't care. I can delete it.
Like, no, I liked it. But the reason I removed it was because the thing with Instagram is you can remove things from your grid. So all my reels and stuff, I take them off my grid. So it's just my personal. Because I like to look at my grid sometimes. Oh, I'm good memories. Like I find Instagram is like a good memory.
That video you guys did together, bad memory.
Yeah,
no,
I know,
I
right?
I couldn't remove it off my grid. So any of the reels that I take.
What do you mean by remove off your grid? How do you?
So when you first go on Instagram and you go to your profile, you see your grid and then you can change the tab to go to reels and stuff like that. And then you can also, any of your reels, you can remove from grid, but it stays in the reels section.
I see.
And because we were collaborators for that one, I couldn't remove it from my grid. And I was like, fuck, I don't want it there.
I didn't realize that if you posted something as a reel that you could get rid of it on your grid.
Yeah.
But why did you care so much about getting rid of it on your grid?
Because I like my favorite memories. I still see Instagram stupidly as like a nice private memory gallery.
You know, it's very public.
Yeah, I know, but I like to. Okay. All right, can we just admit we've got so many fucking photos and videos on our phone, like thousands. Like, if I look at mine, I've got 20,000 photos and videos on my phone, right?
Anyway, it's just weird to remove yourself and not say anything.
No, it's so strange. I didn't know you were going to notice because it was so long ago. So I was like, who gives a shit? And so when you go on your Instagram, you're like, oh, good memories from the wedding I went to in America last year or something like that. It's nice because on your phone, it's so hard to see it. So when I go to Instagram, it's my favorite memories.
Apple collates that shit for you now.
I'm going to get rid of it because now it just looks like I've made this video that's,
Actually, don't distance yourself again. When I told Mandy about this idea, she was like, I'm on board. I like it. It's up like Mike and Mike's friends, all those people. It's
I was in my let's just say yes to everything era.
Oh,
which I got to say, it's still ongoing. Mm. You're in this podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
Guys, if I was to ask you what the second largest tyre company in the world is, what would you say?
Rubbers R Us.
Didn't know that was one.
I don't know. I'm just guessing at what a good name for a tyre.
Think about all the big tyre brands.
Oh, my God. This is like...
This is riveting content and you'll be amazed.
The opposite of what I would ever want to talk about. Is it?
Ribbed content.
No, okay. Bridgestone.
You know what? Stop guessing. It's the French brand Michelin.
Oh, Michelin.
Yes. Side note, do you know what the mascot of the Michelin man is called? Or the Michelin logo?
The Michelin man. You just said it.
No, he's called Bibendum.
Bibendum.
Yep. It's Bibendum, a part of a phrase meaning.
Oh, Bibendum snap.
Comes from Latin. It means now is the time to drink.
Oh, he's a French guy and his name's Latin.
Yeah. Or my baby French. I just assumed Latin.
I need to know where this is going.
Sorry, time to drink.
Yeah.
And he's for tires for driving cars.
Yeah.
The French are pretty full on.
They're pretty loose. I reckon back in the 1800s, they probably got away with some stuff.
Yeah, good on them.
But did you know that this tire company is responsible for the Michelin star we see in all the restaurants today?
The tire company?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard this story before and I fucking love it.
Okay, I'm not loving it yet, but can't go on. Hold on.
Oh, fuck you.
Italiano Catalano. Yeah. You fucking love fancy foods.
Ah, but she has the French.
It's not about that. It's just
have you been to a Michelin star restaurant?
I don't actually think I have. What's a Michelin star restaurant like?
Interesting, you might ask.
Is it like Nobu or something?
Thank you, Jesse.
I don't think Nobu even is a Michelin star restaurant.
Let me see. Wait.
And did you know, I don't want to just tread on Sammy's toes here.
Go for it.
But there's multiple different categories of Michelin stars.
There's three stars.
That's right.
Oh, Vudemont, I have.
Oh, there we go. Vudemont.
Is it one star or two star or three star? Because they all mean different things.
Oh, what do they mean?
Well, that's what we're getting to, Mrs. I'm not interested.
Yeah, geez. Now we've got her attention.
How do I see? It's got...
You know what? Come back to this.
At number five in our list of, I don't know.
I'm losing love.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, go.
All right, anyway. I want to take you back to the early 1900s, Mandy, but I'm going to need your full attention because this is a pretty incredible story and I'm getting fucking donuts. What? Are you right?
I'm trying to care.
Are you kidding me? All right. We've just specified tire company is responsible for the Michelin stars.
Cool.
That was mind-blowing to me when I found out.
Why?
Because it's a fucking tire company and not some food reviewer.
All right, so give me the reason what, how.
Oh, Jesse. Honestly,
yeah, I'm on board, mate.
Thank you.
Keep
I might
going.
Just keep looking at you because I've lost Mandy's interest. I want to take you back to the 1900s, Jesse, where two brothers, Andre and Edouard Michelin.
Oh, Andre and Edouard.
Created a tire company called Michelin.
No shit.
And on top of that, they developed a guidebook.
Mm.
And this guidebook included information about the mechanics in France, instructions on how to replace a flat tire, which I bet you Mandy wouldn't even know how to do that, would you?
You have no idea.
No, you probably do.
Nah, I've got no idea.
It included the location of fuel stations, and get this, it included suitable restaurants and hotels for travellers to eat and stay while journeying across France.
So what's the, well, we don't have equivalents now because
they're Google.
They're true. These guys are fucking 1900s Google.
No one was making guidebooks back then except these guys. So you could find out how to change a tire and find a restaurant. Is that not Google?
Yeah, that's pretty
much
Google.
Why don't I look at Mandy? Sorry, she's lost interest.
Yeah. Oh, God, this podcast would be nothing without me. Go on.
Anyway. I honestly, when I was writing this out today, I was like, man, he's going to be so enthralled by this. And I do not know her at all.
Can I just, and you and I can just chat for a second.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
I think it's because it's coming from you.
Oh,
you know what? Can I say? Can I? Yeah. No, can I genuinely? If you were telling me not off of like reading stuff, like if you were just explaining it like you would if we were at dinner, then I would be interested.
We're not at dinner though. We're doing a podcast. Yeah, yeah, I want to make sure I get my facts right.
No, I know.
I don't want to get scolded on TikTok if this goes up on TikTok.
No, it's not.
But she got a big laugh for that, so it might go up now.
Nah. No.
I want this on TikTok.
Okay.
I think it's fascinating. The world should know.
No, I know. I suppose like when someone comes to me with like facts, I just immediately check out.
Oh, so this is not a me problem. It's a you problem.
Yeah. I want to be told stuff in a way that's all like. Right.
Anyway, so Jesse, this spread
like,
throughout.
Hey, did you hear this fucking thing? Oh, what? Apparently it's this. I don't know. I probably have my facts wrong, but blah, blah, blah. That's how I want to be told.
You've actually story. Like, I've got to share a car ride with her home and I don't want to do
yeah,
that anymore.
It's tough. But we're anyway, there are people, surprisingly, but there are people listening who are like, what the fuck
yeah,
happened with
right,
this company?
Exactly. So we're 100 years ago, right? They're Google.
Yeah.
And obviously this was so successful in France, it spread throughout Europe. But as automobiles became more popular, mm-hmm. they didn't need this guidebook because they didn't need to know how to change a tire. They already knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Except if Mandy was living back then. So the original idea of the guidebook kind of dwindled, and instead of binning the book, the Michelin brothers realized that the popularity of the restaurant section was growing.
Oh.
And they were like, holy shit, let's do something about this and turn it into a marketing money campaign. So they soon employed their own fully fucking food inspectors, reviewers, food critics.
Jesus
and they
Christ.
Would go out to these restaurants and rate the cuisine, the service, all of that type of stuff, all anonymously.
Yeah.
And then they were like, Google reviews. Turn this into a public. Yes, they've moved from Google to Google
reviews.
Oh, they're
Yelp as well.
And Yelp and Bing. Nah, not Bing.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's how the Michelin stars were introduced because in the late 1920s, early 30s, they were like, we can actually make this not only a money thing and to improve the level of food, but also improve their sales for their tires.
So I have a question for you, which we touched on briefly before.
Oh, fuck you, Mandy. She's eating fucking crackers. Oh, my God. And they're shaped like tires too.
My question is,
rubbing it in.
Some restaurants have one star, yep. Some have two, some have three. Mm. What do the different amount of stars mean?
Didn't write that down.
Yeah, okay. That's the only thing I'd be interested in.
Okay, funny, okay, because no. I actually know the answer okay, to that question.
I think
because
I know.
Because it's like the best part.
Can I? Oh, really? Fuck, okay. You guys all shitting off my idea.
That's the only thing I get. Go.
Really? That was the part that I read and I was like, not the coolest thing because it obviously just means the first one is great, worth visiting. The second one is even better, worth making a detour for. Third one is the best, worth changing all your plans and going there. Was that it?
Pretty close.
Yeah,
but that's very subjective.
So one is worth stopping on the way.
Yep.
Two is worth taking a detour for, like you said. And three is worth a trip on its own.
But
great.
See, you know what's wild?
Was that worse? Was that better than my story, Mandy?
Way better.
What the fuck? Actually, fucking.
See, I told you, I think it's a you thing.
I can't wait for this to go up online and people comment and shred you to fucking pieces like I'm doing with this paper.
Shred it.
I'm actually over you today. You're done.
Enjoy the car ride home.
How many fucking Michelin stars those crackers, bitch?
I'd stop on the way for these.
I bought you those crackers, by the way.
Oh, so two stars. Oh, sorry, one star.
No, but the places that I've stopped on the way for are not worth one Michelin star.
Maccas and
dingleberries. You know what I mean? So...
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's
a shit rating system.
No, but imagine in the 1900s, early 1900s,
but
it's a huge deal to do that. It's not just everywhere.
Yeah.
Can
you just stop on the way that you see a restaurant because there's food?
But also I think that makes it really funny when restaurants are like, we are
a Michelin star
restaurant. Like you should really, so you're worth pulling over for.
Yeah, you wouldn't just
that's
drive
you
past
are. Like,
if you were
unless
starving.
You're three,
yeah.
Then fucking who cares, cunt.
But I've gone to like...
Big Seba.
Anyway, hey, great story, Jesse.
You're welcome. Like, subscribe
I'm
for more.
I'm fucking over you today, mate.
Shit or shit, yeah.
Oh, Amanda's going to add a burp. Yep, there you go.
Sorry.
I want to have a go.
that was loose. Yeah. What was going on there? Do you want to have another go?
Okay.
No, you're done.
I've got
that's
nothing.
Enough.
Go, Jesse.
I want to start with horror movies.
Oh, fucking shit, no. I mean, shit. Okay,
yeah,
stop.
Someone understands the segment.
Time and a place. I'm going to say shit, yeah, but I don't go out of my way to watch it. But I respect how they make you feel.
Why?
Because they make you fucking put your heart in your asshole.
That is not.
And I think that's fascinating. I think horror movie fans do.
I never want that.
Yeah, I never want that. Shit. Absolute shit.
Does your partner like them?
Nah, not really.
She likes blood and guts and stuff?
Or? Nah, she's into the
murder.
Yeah, like clean, true crime.
Clean with one murder. Eye open.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, not the horror kind of stuff.
Why'd this come
actually,
up?
I was just thinking just things that I think is a shit. Wait, but I did, Saw the movie.
Yeah.
I did the escape room for that movie. I know escape rooms suck, but that one was elite in Las Vegas, and they literally put you in a car blindfolded, drive you to a warehouse, fucking chain you up to a wall, and then when you're all chained up and ready to go, then they take your blindfolds off, and the person who's running the show just fucks off, and you're like, you've got an hour. Good luck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And are there, like, pricks with chainsaws and shit running around?
Well, behind the curtain and stuff, you hear this thing screams and, like, buzz saws going off and stuff. Yeah. And there is one point where you go through this. You have to go out into another room, but when you close the door to get into this other room, so you're cut off from everybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's pitch black. And in the far end of the room, it's probably about 10 meters long, there's three, like, envelopes with a glow-in-the-dark exclamation mark, and they're just hanging, floating at the end of the room, and you know you have to go and get one.
Mm.
And I was walking, and I took about two steps into the room, and I just listened. And I could hear someone breathing.
Oh, fuck that.
And I was like, fuck.
That is sick.
And I was like, I know that someone's going to grab me or something's going to happen. And so,
at least you were prepared.
And I was just reminding myself, it's just the start of the game. It's just going to be fine, whatever. And so I took a few more steps and started walking through the room to go and get the envelope. And someone, like, came out, and I can't even remember what they did. I just remember they scared
your pants
the fucking shit out of me. Yeah.
Just dacked you.
Yeah. Was there a hole in the wall?
Yeah. And before I didn't know what else to do. And so I figured.
I was on my knees.
I tell you what.
You have to go on your knee. Oh, the other person. Sorry, I thought Jesse was getting the treatment.
Yeah, and so as soon as they scared me, I didn't know what else to do, so I grabbed them and just picked them up and carried them to the end of the room, grabbed the envelope and pushed them away and ran back.
Wait, you picked the person in the dark up?
You've assaulted an actor.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I was very scared. I didn't know what else to do. I didn't want them to scare me again on the way out.
Did the organizer?
I knew I had to go back.
Did they scream or make any noise or go, hey? Or
they said, "You stop, you can put me down." And I was like, bitch,
was it a guy or girl?
It was a girl. And she was tiny.
She
was very lovely about it. I spoke to her afterwards.
Oh, my God.
And she was like, to be honest with you, at least you didn't punch me. Lots of people punch.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm not fucking surprised, mate.
Wow.
Like,
does she draw the short straw, like literally, but also like for the role that she does? Because that sounds like the worst possible situation.
I assume so, yeah.
In the dark, breathing, someone's going to fucking hit her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Anyway, horror movies suck, but their escape rooms, pretty traumatizing.
Shit, yeah.
So fun.
What an episode. Jesse, I'm just going to talk to you for this one because Manny's been a bit of a bitch to me today.
Guess who's not getting a ride home tonight?
I do need her. Jesse, you got a car here today?
No, I don't have a car at all.
In general, ever.
Just in general.
Never had one.
Oh, looks
like that's not true.
I can dinky you home on my push bike.
Had a sweet Ford Territory. Had a Ford Falcon.
Sorry, I meant
you're
like.
You're a Ford guy.
No, wait.
Bathurst 1000, baby.
I'm just a cheap.
Sorry, I meant in the time I've known you, because remember, you didn't exist before that.
Oh, true. I forgot.
Everything centers around Mandy and her.
I am the main character.
Jeez, I hope the baby's more like Mike than you.
So do I, to be fair.
all right, anyway, like, subscribe, all that shit.
Nah, if anything,
just
go to our.
Say that. Can we just say support us?
You know what you can do?
Patreon.
We're getting a Patreon.
No, I don't. I've never been on that site.
What are we going to put on Patreon?
What is Patreon?
I don't know.
So we have to pay for something.
What's the Treon bit?
What?
Hey,
like you're a patron.
Oh.
It's like OnlyFans, but no porn.
Why'd they add Eon to it?
Fuck my life.
If you want more of Mandy hating her life.
I'm trying to fucking plug our Instagram.
Are you in a period?
Yeah. You know what? Sometimes I feel like I am.
Even while you're pregnant.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm not, obviously.
No, I know.
Do you think it's the same
but I think I get
time of the month?
What I'm asking is, are you still having like monthly mood cycles?
No, they're like weekly. I love that. No, I was gonna say, if you want any, like, if you want to know where to follow us, I put all our like at our.
You gotta send people to the show notes.
Yeah, just in the description of the pod, you've got our like personal pages and our Instagram page.
Oh,
or whatever.
We have personal pages.
I mean, we're a few episodes in. We should be able to talk about this so succinctly.
No.
We're not really nailing it, are we?
Yep. Anyway,
so
bye.
In the show notes, which is the description on the app of your choice, there is
at
our
setting the brow
at
low
handles.
Search it on a social media of your choice.
For three people who worked in radio, we are awful on the microphones.
Why do you think we're doing a fucking podcast and not on a radio show?
Radio's dying. We're fine. Yeah. Can I say that?
Yeah, not too soon because it's going to pay our rent for a little while.
True. I love radio. It keeps me in a job.
I love you, radio lords. Please do not hurt us.
And we use their studios.
Yeah, true. Shut your fucking mouth.
Catch ya.
Bye.
Shut your mouth.